Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the first of potentially many audio devotionals that I will put out on our church website. I want to thank Michael Knipp for setting me up so I can do this from my office during these days of quarantine. This devotional is titled Deal Breaker. Through the years, I've often seen this scenario. People will face a crisis of one kind or another, and they try to make a deal with God. They don't always say it like this, but what it amounts to is this. God, I will serve you on the condition that you do this or that. The commitment is very conditional and self-serving, and it turns God into sort of a genie in which they are in charge. God serves them, and as his reward, they will serve him. People often want a God that serves them and their agenda. But that is not how it works with the God of the Bible. He isn't interested in our deals. He is always the deal maker on his terms. He's always in charge. He insists on being Lord simply because he is Lord. God is not a deal maker. Instead, he demands the people bow before him just for who he is, with no preconditions attached. Faith recognizes him as Lord because he is Lord. Faith is inherently a lordship issue. Hence, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Job, in God-honoring faith, said, "Though he slay me, yet I will trust in him." Yes, Job at this point still had issues with God, but at the very core of his being was this commitment. Daniel's three friends were trusting God to deliver them. And yet they said, "But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up." Daniel 3:18. Many people immediately receive the word with joy. But then when the hard times come, they immediately fall away. Matthew 13. This was not what they signed up for. Jesus, in an evangelistic context, told the Samaritan woman that what God is looking for is true worshipers. John 4:23 and 24. One day a man full of leprosy came to Jesus. He came broken and humbled. He came desiring to be cleansed, but making no demands. He bowed down in worship. He came calling on Jesus as Lord and said, "Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean." Matthew 8:2. What a beautiful picture of saving faith. It looks to Jesus as Lord and deliverer from a position of humility. Faith is humbled before the Lord. Faith in our day is often twisted from a God-oriented concept to a self-serving concept. It's all about now, not about eternity. It's all about me, not about him. People often want a God who delivers for them, but not a Lord who rules over them. That is a deal breaker from both sides. The non-repentant cannot abide Christ's lordship. They insist on being master of the master. But God cannot abide anything other than true repentance that bows before his lordship. The real deal is a lordship deal, and that proves to be a deal breaker for many. Many on Judgment Day will say, "Lord, Lord," but alas, it was only words, wasn't really true. Jesus will expose these empty professors as having a self-oriented, sinful agenda, and they will be eternally dismissed from Christ's presence as he will declare to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me." They profess Christ as Lord, but they never really knew him as Lord. Paul gives us one of the great definitions of saving faith in Philippians 3:3, where he tells us that those who truly have the mark of being God's people are those who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice or glory in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. In listing what unifies all true believers, Paul says in Ephesians 4:5 that we have one Lord, one faith. Come what may, the true believer perseveringly holds to the truth that Jesus is Lord, which is a deep conviction wrought by the Holy Spirit in the hearts of all true believers, 1 Corinthians 12:3. We don't always live consistently with the truth of it, but it abides as a core conviction. It alone is the real deal maker with God. Jesus is Lord.